Get ready for a week-long celebration of music, community, and fabulous fun with Joy Radiothon 2024. Joy has the largest collection of rainbow podcast content in the world, and you can help keep us out loud and proud by donating during Joy Radiothon 2024. Just go to joy.org.au/radiothon. Mark it in your calendars because Joy Radiothon returns June 1st to 7th. And remember, we all flourish with joy.
Australia's only gay and lesbian radio station, Joy 94.9.
Oh, we're running very, very late. It is time for Matthew Wade, the Star Observer and Melbourne Journo, to join us. And Matthew, thanks for making your time available. Sally Goldner wins Person of the Year at the Globe Awards.
That's right. So the Globe Awards were on Friday night, and Sally Goldner, who's the director of Transgender Victoria, she won the top prize, which is Person of the Year. You know, she's been a long-time trans advocate. It was also her 50th birthday that night, so I guess she had double reason to celebrate.
And a huge congratulations to the Globe organisation and David and his team who put the night on. It was nothing short of sensational. Fantastic night. Now, Victoria's Gender and Sexuality Commissioner, as we just heard, has announced that they're investigating paying for a feasibility study for a Pride Centre.
That's right. So the government's basically provided $50,000 in funding to explore, I guess, the possibility of creating a Pride Centre. You know, it would basically, if it ended up being successful and going through, it would model itself off, you know, similar centres that are overseas, like, you know, San Francisco have their own Pride Centre, and it basically would act as, I guess, a hub for different queer organisations in the community to kind of come together and work.
Now, what's happening with the adoption bill here in Victoria? Where are we at with that?
Well, funnily enough, it's being debated in Parliament as we speak, but it started about an hour or two ago, and so far, you know, pretty widespread support of the bill. However, you know, Steph Ryan, who's the Nationals member for Euroa, she led the debate, and to begin with, she basically said that, you know, the Coalition Party, while most of them are in support of the bill, they don't support the part that will mean religious services can't discriminate, so they don't want that to be part of the bill. They much prefer it to be that religious providers can still, you know, they just said that religious views should be respected. And then in response, Sam Hibbins, who's a Greens MP, basically said, you know, regardless of what service it is in Victoria, whether it be adoption, health, you know, the door should always be open to everyone. So it's kind of, yeah, it's mainly centred around the religious aspect of the amendment.
Next week at the Arts Centre, something very different is happening at the Arts Centre.
Yeah, so there's going to be the second national LGBTI ageing and aged care conference. So it's only happened one time before, but it'll be at the Arts Centre in Melbourne on Monday and Tuesday. And it's basically a conference that focuses on, you know, the various issues faced by LGBT people in our elderly community. So it'll cover areas like religion, primary care, education. Rowena Allen, our Gender and Sexuality Commissioner, will be there, as well as people from Rainbow Families, Alzheimer's Australia. So it'll be a really interesting and insightful conference.
And finally, the World AIDS Day 2015 program has been released.
Yeah, so it's going, I mean, I mentioned it, I think, a couple of weeks ago, but it's actually been set in stone now. So it's basically going to be like a mini AIDS-style conference. It'll be launched on the morning by the Minister for Health, Jill Hennessy. There'll be a symposium as well as a community forum on PrEP in Victoria, which I believe will be hosted by you, Dean.
Certainly will be. Joy 94.9 will be there covering the whole day, and it is always a big day for Joy because it's also our birthday on that day. Matthew Wade, thank amazing. You very much for joining us on the line today. Got to run, but appreciate
thanks,
managing
Dean.
To get all of that in so quickly. You did well.
Thank you.
That's it from me. I'm Dean Beck. You can follow me on Twitter at Dean Beck on Air. And until next time, keep well, take care. Bye-bye.
This Joy program has a podcast and you can subscribe to it at joy.org.au.
Your community. Joy 94.9.
This podcast was produced by Joy Media. You can support Joy's diverse sound and diverse community this June by donating to Joy Radiothon 2024. Go to joy.org.au/radiothon. And remember, we all flourish with joy.